North Carolina icon Billy Graham passed away yesterday at the age of 99. As the renowned evangelist is being remembered around the world, the organization he started in 1950 begins a new era without him. For more than a decade, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has been led by Billy's son, Franklin. The younger Graham spreads the word of salvation, also leads a humanitarian organization, and is no stranger to controversy. Jeff Tiberi spoke with him in December 2013 and has this report.
Franklin Graham gazes out of a large window in a corner room at the Billy Graham Library Complex in Charlotte. The conversation jumps around, first from squirrels and his love for the outdoors, then to professors, many of whom he says belittle Christianity, and onto his friend Sarah Palin. Franklin bears a strong resemblance to his late father, and while the presence and delivery might not be quite the same, the Graham family message echoing in the office sounds familiar.
I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Not Muhammad, not Buddha. Don't believe in those guys. It's Jesus Christ. And so, yes, I want to promote the Christian faith. Why? Because it is the faith. It is the way. It is the truth.
Franklin Graham is a preacher's son. He was kicked out of high school and college. For a long time, following in his father's footsteps seemed unlikely. On his 22nd birthday, he was with his dad in Switzerland during a conference. After dinner at an Italian restaurant on Lake Geneva, they took a stroll.
So we walked a little ways and we stopped. He said, Franklin, I want you to know that your mother and I, we love you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we walk a little further and then he stops and he looks me in the eye and he said, Franklin, he said, I sense that there is a battle for the soul of your life. And you're going to have to make a choice, either to accept Christ and his claims or reject him. It's your choice. You're going to have to make a choice. And when he said that, it kind of made me angry because I knew what he was saying was right.
Graham says he accepted Jesus 2 weeks later. Since that moment, four decades ago, he has preached the word of Christ to millions of people, helped raise billions of dollars as president of Samaritan's Purse, a Christian evangelical humanitarian group, and has become the public face of the Graham family. But some have questioned whether his approach is far more controversial, conservative, and combative than his father's. UNC Asheville religious studies professor Roger Payne.
Franklin is someone who speaks not sort of with the broader umbrella that Billy Graham had used, but someone who really wants to identify with one particular political and religious philosophical ideology.
Graham has aligned himself with the neoconservative political right. He called Islam an evil, wicked religion following the 9/11 attacks, and has publicly questioned the faith of President Obama, later apologizing. Scholars like Professor Payne say we will probably never know for certain whether what has been perceived as a shift in philosophy by the organization was driven by Billy or Franklin.
Probably, to some extent, this reflects Billy Graham's own political leanings. But again, he's just never been quite as overt about that until recent years. So the question is whether the association is sort of moving in that direction and kind of dragging him along with it.
At his father's 95th birthday party, Palin, Rupert Murdoch, Donald Trump, and Roger Ailes were all in attendance. And in 2012, he was an outspoken supporter of Amendment 1, which banned same-sex marriage in the state. Dan Pierce is a history professor at UNC Asheville.
He has decided, for whatever reasons, that is really kind of casting himself more in the Jerry Falwell mold, who feels an obligation to speak out on these political issues and encourage, and not only speak out, but encourage people to vote this way.
Franklin concedes some aspects of the organization have shifted, but maintains the mission is still to spread the word of forgiveness from God.
Oh, sure, it's different. And some of it is my leadership, and a lot of it has to do with the times in which we're living. But the message is exactly the same. We have not changed our message, and we haven't changed our focus as an organization.
The Evangelistic Association uses the library in Charlotte, videos, literature, and of course the pulpit to spread its message. It had total revenue of more than $101 million in 2012. For some context, that's about one-third of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Franklin's duties don't end with the association his father started, though. He also oversees Samaritan's Purse, headquartered in Boone. The Evangelical Christian Humanitarian Organization operates in more than 100 countries. It had $376 million in revenue in 2012, making it one of the 30 largest charities in the U.S., according to Forbes. Graham is leading these organizations at a time when the economy has been fragile and religious participation is dropping.
You got to raise the income for the organization. You're dealing with an organization that's built around the name of a person, and that person is not the focal point anymore. In a secular society where fewer people are going to church, fewer people are exposed to the Christian faith, and those that have been exposed to the Christian faith have been exposed in a negative way. So, yeah, those are all challenges, but I like a challenge.
For Graham, the challenges are expanding the Evangelistic Association his father started more than half a century ago, bringing his missionary relief organization to dozens of new countries, and for the most part, staying clear of controversy. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.